New York City, the world capital of culture and industry. Here among the towering skyscrapers, civilization is guided by men of progress and the wonders of technology. But for all this industrial advancement, there is a price to pay. Pollution. The unavoidable byproduct of today's society. Every year, millions of gallons of poisonous wastes, garbage, and radioactive chemicals are disposed of in nearby towns such as Tromaville, the toxic waste dumping capital of the world. Our story takes place at the Tromaville Health Club, where a young man named Melvin Ferd works. Melvin's entire life, in fact, entire being, was changed by toxic chemical waste.
What's he so happy about?
I hate that mop boy.
I think that creep's coming over here.
Julie, you smell something.
Ooh, pee you. What's that stink?
Gee, that's funny. I don't smell nothing.
Melvin, clean up the toilet.
Stinks
over here.
Okay, I'll be right there.
Look what you did, you fucking asshole.
Yeah, you fucking asshole.
Hey, what are you doing?
Huh, retarded?
I'm sorry.
Sorry, huh?
You want me to go and get a fucking disease?
Yeah, you want me to go and get a fucking disease?
I didn't mean it, man.
Oh, I didn't mean it.
Next time you fuck with me, I'm gonna take this mop and shove it down your throat. He's stressing me, Julie. He's stressing me.
Oh, Bozo.
I can't take it, Julie. I cannot take it. You're screwing up my karma.
See what you did, you idiot! See what you did? You stressed Bozo.
I'm sorry, Julie. I didn't mean to do it. And he was sitting there and I...
How dare you talk to me?
Keep it up, Bozo. Keep it up. But remember, there's only one muscle you gotta worry about. Hey, you know, I think you ought to work a little bit on your gut. You're getting a little bit flabby there.
Where? What are you talking about? I don't got no fat. There's no fat here. I don't got no fat. Fat!
No one will come in.
I paid Tony $15. He said the place is ours till tomorrow morning. Hey, relax. You want a drink?
Yeah.
All right.
Look, can I come again next time you and Bozo go driving?
If you want to bad enough.
I love it when we go real fast and they never know what hit them.
They never believe we're going to run them down. We keep getting closer and closer.
Faster and faster.
They just stand in there. And here!
We hit them.
I love the sound of breaking bones.
And the car driving over them, dragging their bodies.
Oh, that beautiful blood.
Slug. I want you now.
It's the rules. What are they?
Okay, let me see if I can remember the whole list. Now, Jews, Swans, Niggers, and Chinks. They're all worth 25 points.
But Puerto Ricans, they're worth 30 points.
Now, kids under 12, they're worth double points.
Skippy, don't forget your helmet.
Okay, sis.
Be careful out there.
Julie, does it count if I graze them?
Yeah. You said I destroy them. Bozo, I want them dead.
Oh, now we're gonna get them. Come on. Come on. Come on. Where the fuck is everybody? Where the fuck is everybody? How much is a kid on a bicycle?
Ooh. 28 points if you can get both the kid and the bike. Let's take a closer look.
Oh, he's a cute little boy, isn't he?
How pretty late, aren't you, honey?
Coast is clear, Bozo.
We got him.
No way you get 4 points.
No way, huh? No way. I'll fucking show you no way. That was good. I want to do it again. I want to do it again.
Yeah, let's do it again.
No, I can't. I gotta go home.
Oh, what?
Well, I gotta get up early in the morning. Gotta go to church.
Oh.
And up! Up! That kick! Out! Now arms up! Stop!
That's really pitiful. Just stop a second. Look, how many times do I have to tell you people? Do exactly what I do. If I kick my right foot, you kick your right foot. If I kick my left foot, you kick your left foot. Okay? Whatever I do, you do exactly the same thing, okay? Now how about we start again? We're gonna do exactly what I'm doing. Okay, guys, you know what I'm talking about? Let's go! Let's do it this time! Okay, let's get the music! 5, 6, 7, hey!
Work!
Watch how I hit this ball. Are you watching me? I'm gonna kill it. Ah!
Bozo, it's okay. Hey, guys, come here.
Have I got a plan to fix that mop boy's wagon?
Great.
What is it?
Well.
Hi, Melvin.
It's okay. Hey, I just came to apologize.
Apologize?
Yes, I didn't mean to be so nasty yesterday.
Well, that's okay, Julie. I didn't really mind.
In fact, I was hoping you could help me with a little problem I've been having.
Who, me?
Yeah, but I can't talk about it here with all these people around.
I got a great idea.
Why don't you meet me in the girls' locker room?
Girls' locker room?
Yes. Then we can discuss it. Alone.
Okay.
Great. Let's say 7 o'clock.
Okay, that'll be good for me, too, because I got to clean the toilets in there anyway around that time.
Good. It's a date. See you then.
Okay.
490. 491, 492, 493, 494, 495. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Well, Melvin fell for it. Hook, line, and sinker. Woo!
Over him. Take a break.
Hey, the boss will have our asses. You know he don't want us to stop in habitated areas with this radioactive chemical waste we got in the back. It's dangerous. It's like that cancerogenic stuff, you know.
Hey, Joey. You remember that dope we were snorting last week?
Do I?
Well, buddy boy, check this out.
Holy shit! Why didn't you say so? Let's pull it over!
Melvin.
Hi, Julie.
Come in. Don't be shy.
So what was it that you wanted me to help you with?
Well, it's about Bozo.
Bozo?
Yeah, you see, I'm so sick of the way he goes around pushing people around all the time. He's so immature. In fact, I don't like to go out with him anymore. But I don't know quite how to tell him.
That's Melvin.
I think you're handsome and sensitive and kind. Oh, Melvin, I find you irresistible.
Me?
Yeah. Melvin, I want to do it with you.
Do it?
Do it.
Do what?
Do it, Melvin, do it.
Do it? Okay.
Wait a minute. I got a great idea, Melvin. We'll go down by the pool. Afterwards, we can take a pool.
All right.
There's one other little thing, Melvin.
You're not wearing pink.
Pink?
It's my favorite color. I have my pink on. So, I brought this for you.
Wait, this is Sissy stuff.
Oh, no, Melvin. Pink makes me so hot.
It does?
Yes. You put on your pink. I'll take off my pink.
I love pink.
Hurry up. I'll be waiting for you.
And bring your mom.
I will.
From the boy behind the stars, yeah. If you got your spoon, you want to come? I'm a knife and fork, sugar. I'm a lamp and a fork. The one thing I say, and I say, eat it, baby. The world. Eat it, baby. We can sing a song about it. Now you're 17.
You're
waiting. You're in,
Alvin. Oh. Ah! It's so dark in here. Where are you? I can't see you.
Right here, Melvin. Come here. My lips are waiting for you, Melvin. Oh, put your arms around me.
Oh, Julie, Julie. Oh, Julie. I'm
okay,
here.
Okay, turn on the light.
Together. Oh. You're so soft, Julie.
Ah.
Oh,
right.
Clancy, the boss is gonna have him by the balls.
I don't think old Clancy will take the money. Everyone says he's an honest cop.
If we don't take the dough, I'm gonna give him a blow.
Oh, oh, bare knuckle.
Well, if it ain't Cigar Face, what are you and your five friends up to?
We brought you a little present from the boss. Here.
No way. You're wasting your time.
No, that's where you're wrong. You're wasting our time. Now we're gonna waste you. Oh!
Now, you're gonna find out why they call me Cigar Face.
Come on now, come on.
Get him. Donut cops are all alike. A bunch of fucking faggots. What do you say? Shall I blow his nose off or what?
Paul says, if he doesn't want to cooperate, we should make love to him.
Well, whatever the boss says goes.
No, please. Please, you got this. No, please, come on. I got a family.
Say your prayers, copper.
Honestly, boy, back from school? No.
Oh,
don't worry. I won't hurt you. I don't know what came over me. I just couldn't control myself. I've never done anything like this before. Bye.
Now, you will raise your hand and you will ask one question at a time.
Exactly where did it happen?
It happened in Shinbone Alley. These three guys were going to kill me, see? And then out of nowhere comes this thing, this monster. I never seen anything like it before because it took these three guys and threw them away. I don't know what it was, but God bless him because he saved my life.
All right, boys. Chief, what do you got?
That alleyway was the most gruesome sight I have ever seen.
Gruesome, huh?
Have you ever met my mother-in-law? Now that's gruesome.
What about Cigar Face? Have we gotten anything out of him yet?
He must still be in shock. All he does is sit around all day babbling about some 7-foot monster.
Yeah, and the only other clue we got are those muffs stuffed in their mouths.
Muffs? It must be some sort of political statement. Do we have any suspects?
The whole town was suspect. Knuckles and Nipples were hated by everyone.
Well, not by me. They were our two best producers.
Speaking of which, I almost forgot. The boys made their rounds last night. And here is the collection.
Yeah, and it would have been double if it wasn't for this devastating, tragic turn of events.
Yeah.
Man, bullshit.
I am not an animal. I am Melvin the Mop Boy.
It's me, Ma. Melvin. Ma. Oh, Ma.
Dead? Hey, Tom. Yeah, over here. Tom, the zoning board has designated the old Rollins chemical plant as the new toxic waste dump site. Now, that's contaminated but valuable waterfront property. We think it's a crime to let that property go to waste as a dump.
You are aware, of course, that that would replace our new toxic chemical dump just 20 feet from the reservoir for the entire area.
Gentlemen, I think we have a deal.
Yeah. Here's to better living through chemistry.
If you want to, if you really, really don't know how, better get the devil lesson from the boy behind the stars. Yeah. You take out your spoon, you want to talk. I'm a knife that's all sugar. I'm a lamp in the swamp. Now you're 17, the place that you haven't seen. Say the thing I'm gonna hold against you, except for my love machine. Every spoon you had to talk.
All right, everybody, suck your tacos or I'll blow your brains out. Rico, get the cans with me. Okay, you got it.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. We are the entertainment for this afternoon. Now on shotgun, we got my man, Leroy. All right. And on the cash register, we got that magic singer, Rico.
That's me.
And last but not least, yours truly, Frank. On the stick.
Shut up.
Now, if you all do just what we tell you, it just might get your asses home all intact.
Yeah. Look what we got here. A little mother and a littler baby. You like Mexican food, little baby? How'd you like to have this hot tamale shoved down your throat? What are you looking at? Hey, Frank. Teeny boppers. You like video games, teeny boppers? Your mom give you quarters for video games? Well, cough them up. Hey, this one's cute, Frank. Look how cute she is, Frank.
Hey, Leroy, I think she likes you.
Hey, why don't you leave her alone?
We'll give you our money if you want money. Hey, look, pal. Why don't you just let everyone go and keep me as a hostage, huh? Huh?
That's an idea. Ain't it, Frank?
No, thanks.
Shut up! It was self-defense.
Yo, Leroy. Check out this pretty little thing. And this got a doll. Hey, wait a minute. I think this bitch is blind.
Are you sure she's blind, Frank? Yeah,
the bitch is blind.
Ow! Hey, what are you doing? Don't do that! Look at me!
Yo, Leroy, you want to walk this damn dog? Yeah, sure, Frank.
Gary!
He'll make everything all right. Just let me introduce you to Ben.
Ben!
Ben?
Toma!
Hey, Leroy. You know, I always did want to cornhole me a blind bitch.
Ow!
And enjoy this.
Motherfucker!
Hey, it's all right. I'm not going to hurt you. Are you okay?
Yes, I think so. But my dog... Those men killed my dog. They shot my dog. Could you take me out of here, please? Please. I'll never make it by myself without my dog. Please.
Okay, all right. But, come on, let's go out the back way. Hey, don't worry. I won't hurt you. Come on, I'll help you up.
On your left, right over there.
Ooh.
Would you like something to eat?
Uh-huh.
Peanut butter and jelly, okay?
Uh-huh.
Good.
Well, boys, what have we got here?
Looks like we've got a nice crispy taco supreme over here, Chief. Looks like I got a strawberry thick shake over here. What do you got?
I got a pizza with the works to go, Jimmy.
Chief, it was unbelievable. It had an eye up over here, and no one was twisted to the side.
Huh?
It was the strangest thing I ever saw in my life.
Sure. But it was a pink elephant, too.
I'm telling you, these guys were going to kill us. It saved our lives. It was a hero. A hero.
This guy is drunk.
Would you mind if I touched your face?
No!
No? Why not? I won't hurt you, Melvin.
It's not that. It's just that I have a rash on my face.
A rash? You mean acne?
Yeah, that's it. It's nothing to worry about, but I wouldn't want you to touch it.
You shouldn't be ashamed of acne. Everybody's had acne at one time or another. Hey, I know. Would you like me to tell you a fortune?
Huh?
I read palms. Give me your hand. What big hands you have. I bet you're very strong. Let me see. You're going to have a lot of good things coming to you in the future. You're going to become a very important man. Let me see your other hand. Oops. Sorry.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. With us this afternoon is Dr. Merton Snodberger from the Garden State Cerebro Reflex Research Center. Can you tell me, sir, is it true that the monster only attacks bad people?
Yeah. Since only bad, evil people have been destroyed by the monster, I would have to answer your question. Yeah. From traces that have been found on the scenes of the crime and analyzed, we have determined that whatever it is, this monster has been exposed to toxic chemical waste. It is also highly probable that this monster may have developed a very basic instinct which draws him, or should I say, commands him, to destroy evil.
That new camera really captures the moment.
I know, the reds are so red. It really gets me hot.
Mr. Mayor.
Yeah?
I got today's receipts from the drug division.
Good boy, Dennis. Put it over there on the table. Bookkeeper will get to it later.
elephant banjo.
Let this be a lesson to you, hot ass.
This monster may have developed a very basic instinct to destroy evil.
Hey, you, in the alley. Hey, knucklehead. How about some nice young poo-sign, huh?
No. Take me.
You said you were going to take me to see the David Bowie concert. He's not David Bowie.
Only 12 years old and only $12.
Just another pretty face.
Yeah.
Rock 'em up!
I bet he's got his eye on me.
For your information, everyone knows monsters prefer blondes.
There's a feeling going around town that this monster is here to protect the people.
And the jails are becoming overcrowded.
This monster has cleaned the streets of every criminal.
Almost all the criminals. He hasn't gotten us. Yet.
Well, what the hell are we going to do about this monster, eh?
I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to kill him. Because if we don't kill him, he's going to kill us.
I owe you for the other night, monster faggot. So now we're going to give you 6 new assholes. Compliments of me, Cigar Face.
Hey, what are you doing, Blondie?
waiting for my boyfriend.
She's waiting for a boyfriend.
Well, maybe I'm going to be your boyfriend, baby.
Hey, stop that. My boyfriend won't like that.
Well, maybe we'll have to take care of that little whoop of a boyfriend, huh?
Melvin! Melvin!
Melvin!
Melvin!
Yeah, Melvin. What's up, guys?
I'm gonna take you away one soft night.
Why, Melvin, you're beautiful. You're a beautiful person. You're so muscular. It's been 2 years since I've touched a man.
What are you doing to me? I've never felt like this before.
I'm gonna make no mistake, loving you. I'm gonna show you the things love can do. How can you say love's not new when you don't even know how it feels? Is this love you say? Is this love? Is this love you say? Is this love?
Let me out!
on me, Slug. Julia's stressing me, Slug. I can't take it. I cannot take this, Slug. She's not here with the car, and I gotta drive. I gotta drive, Slug.
All right. Will you chill out? Hey, how would you like to be behind the wheel of a beautiful Japanese import?
Oh, that would be good.
Hi. Can we help?
Oh, you sure can. Thank you so much. Oh, it's so nice to have boys like you in the neighborhood.
Oh, what a feeling today.
Did you see her face when I punched her?
Beat that old lady like a dog.
Slug, there's that thing again. Let's get it.
Thank you.
Yoo-hoo! Mr. Wilson!
Mrs. Haskell, how are you?
Fine, thank you.
How are the boys?
Those boys are such terrors, especially Scotty. He took his best girl out last night, and he came home with these stains all over his pants. I don't know what they are.
I don't either.
Do you think he can get them out?
My car. They're putting a ticket on my car. Mrs. Haskell, don't move. Don't move. Stay right where you are. I'll be right back. You can't give me a ticket. You can't give me a ticket. I have to go to the funeral.
Hey, who do you think you're pushing? What do you want? Stay away from me! Stay away from me! Help! 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 Stay away from me!
A Lord Dicky and Lord Washy.
Mrs. Haskell, what are you doing back there? You know customers are not allowed on that machine. Mrs. Haskell.
Only me.
You scared me. Is something wrong?
Everything is wrong.
What's the matter? What have I done?
Oh, it's not what you've done. It's what I've done.
I think I'm out of control.
You see, you're blind, Sarah. You don't know who I am. I'm really the monster hero you've heard about. And every day I go out and I mash people. I tear them apart and I can't stop.
You better move back to your apartment. I don't think it's safe for you to be around me.
Oh, Melvin, I couldn't leave you now. I love you, Melvin. I wish we could go somewhere.
Yeah, some faraway place. Where there are no people. Where I can't kill anybody.
What about that spot in your Miller's farm that you told me about? Where you used to go to be alone. You said that was a very special place.
Well, we could try it.
Do you think I look inconspicuous enough? I'll feel better when we get to the campsite.
Mayor!
Look, our monster made a little bit of a mistake. You can't go around dry cleaning little old ladies. The public won't stand for it. We can kill him now with no fat from anybody.
9-9. Bad news, Mayor. That little old lady was hardly a pillar of the community. In fact, she was head of an international white slavery ring. And she had a police record a mile long.
We gotta cover this up. If it ever gets out to the press, we're sunk. And I want you to do me a favor. Kill that bastard for me. You gotta kill him.
Yes, mein Führer.
My Mayor.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please? Mayor Peter Belgoody will now take questions for the ladies and gentlemen of the press.
Miss Fink,
what does your administration stand in regard to this alleged monster? Is he a menace or a miracle?
He's definitely a menace, Miss Fink. Right now, there's a massive search underway to find a thing and destroy it.
Mayor!
Yes, Mr. Leonard.
Instead of trying to kill him, shouldn't we be trying to capture him, bring him in, study him?
It is not a human being. It is an it. You kill an it.
Mr. Mayor!
Yes, Mr. Williams.
The victim murdered in the dry cleaners, Mrs. Haskell. What's her background? What do we know about her?
Well, Mrs. Haskell was a member of our community for over 30 years. Also a member of the PTA. She had two fine sons. Anyone that knew her loved her.
Question. Are you certain, Mr. Mayor, that Chief Himmel and the police department can handle the situation in Tromaville?
I have the utmost regard for the chief and his department. As I've said, he is conducting a massive search for the monster right now.
I want this thing found, and I want this thing killed. The mayor has notified the governor, and he is prepared to give us all the assistance we need.
Should we bring out the heavy weapons?
Come on, boys. I'd be dead right now if it wasn't for the monster. Don't you think you're being just a bit hasty?
Lassie, you will do what you are told, or you will find yourself walking up deep on the city dump. Now, I want this thing shot, and I want you to shoot to kill.
That monster saved my life. They've done a lot of other good for this town. Why are they going to kill him? We should speak out. Do something.
Roy, why don't you do something? Speak out.
You want me to speak up? If I speak up, I lose my business license. If I lose my business license, I'm dead. You want another shake?
No, I want them not to kill the monster. I want us to do something.
Listen, Johnny, you're just a kid. People can't go around doing things just because they're right. We have to leave these decisions up to the mayor and the police chief.
That's right. But why would the mayor want to destroy something that does more good than the entire police force?
No offense. I know how you feel, Johnny. He saved my life, too. But us little guys are just not qualified to make these decisions. That's why he's the mayor. Right?
We're going to find that bastard. Come on. Come on, girl. Deal, come on.
My first day on the force, and I'm chasing monsters.
The dog's got a scent.
I'm missing the ball game for this bullshit. We ain't gonna find no monster out of here. All we're gonna find is a bunch of mosquitoes biting my fucking asshole.
Shut your fucking mouth. Hold on a second. I think I see something.
You don't see nothing but a couple of campers humping each other. Come on, let's go home.
Holy shit, it's the monster.
Oh, sure.
And he's got a bimbo with him.
Oh, he's got your mama with him.
And she's wearing a bikini.
Wow! Wait, let me see.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Come on, let's go tell the chief. I'm going to get me a letter for this.
There. The monster has been sighted in a field near Miller's Farm.
That's wonderful. I'll have the National Guard meet us out there in full force. You leave now.
Yeah?
Hello, Governor. How are you, sir? Fine, just fine. Governor, I need your help, sir. It's about this monster that's been terrorizing my town. The local authorities can no longer handle the situation. That's why I need your help. The National Guard? I was hoping that you would say that so we could kill it. Capture it. Wow, I was thinking the very same thing. Yes, capture would be fine. Well, thank you, Governor. Talk to you soon. Goodbye, sir. Capture my ass.
People think he's done a lot for this town.
Oh, my God! They're calling in the National Guard.
Oh, look at all those men.
Oh, I hope they don't hurt the monster.
Monster, they ought to give him a medal, not kill him.
The gonna nuke the monster. Let's go.
We think he's still asleep.
Fine. We'll move in and wipe him out.
You can't do that, Mayor. I've rechecked with headquarters. They want us to take him alive, not kill him.
You're in charge, Pete. Come on, give the orders.
Oh, Mayor, please. Please, think of what you're doing. There's an innocent girl in there with him. There's one life for the whole town.
But, Mr. Mayor, you don't understand. He saved my life. He doesn't deserve to die.
Shut up.
Now, you don't understand the seriousness of the situation here, boy.
How dare you discuss my son's life or death like this? I'm Melvin's mother. He's a good boy.
All right, move
it. He never hurt anybody. My son.
Silence! Silence! The orders have been given. It is our destiny to follow the orders.
Tent. Come out with your hands up. You are surrounded.
The minute he comes out, kill him.
I'll go with you.
No, you're not. You gotta stay here.
No, I can't let you do it. He's a hero. I can't let you do it. He's a hero.
Don't shoot him. Don't shoot him. If you want to shoot my son, you'll have to shoot me first.
Oh, Liz, get these kids out of there.
It's okay, Mom. Kids?
There he is.
Run, run.
No, I won't do it. These kids are right.
Captain, have him in fire.
No, I can't.
Shoot, damn you, shoot.
Let's see if you have any guts. Officer Clancy, take care of this toxic waste.
Help me!
Sarah! 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 Sarah!
Melvin, the monster hero, rid Tromaville of all of its evils so the good citizens could live their lives in peace and happiness. And the next time you're in danger or in need of help, look to the horizon and maybe, just maybe, the Toxic Avenger will be there.
I'm